Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would just say that really it's exciting, and we understand that. We understand where we are and where we came from. And I'll just go back to it's one day at a time. Now it's about putting the football team together and the guys coming together, you know, in terms of their relationships and learning the scheme, and let's get to work.
Okay.
Matt Eberflus talking about where things stand with your Chicago Bears. This has been...
Bears!
It's been a seismic change in the way that the Bears are comprised and the way that the Bears are conceived. Like, what people think about the Bears now because of Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze and what they've done in the offseason, adding Keenan Allen, how great DJ Moore is, the fact that the defense is supposed to be one of the better defenses in the NFL, the way that Ryan Poles has embraced his role as general manager, fact that he's out here in the public, that people are talking about the Bears in a very different way than what they've done.
Hard knocks, hard knocks, hard knocks, hard knocks. Please, 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 please put the Bears on hard knocks.
I think it would be great to, you know, it still bothers me that they're not on hard knocks and that if
that unlocks everything. That breaks all of the bad mojo.
I think
that's it. The moment they agree to do that and come out of their shell and finally take that leap of faith, that's when we're going to have a confetti champagne parade.
Oh, it's hard knocks? I thought it was a summer sausage that does that.
It's very true.
That too.
So to speak.
Yeah, that's, summer sausage sounds so good.
You have two.
My God.
At the very least, two photogenic and interesting players in your draft class.
Extroverts,
along with a kid who grew up wanting to be a Bear, having told your head coach last year that he was going to be a Bear,
who's already part of a subset of meatballs you have here.
You've got all of that stuff. Just do it. Who isn't interested in seeing
the
Caleb
Aussie
Williams
punter is a riot,
right? You have a lot of things that, if you wanted to put a focus on, along with you want to keep
Ed Eberflus.
You want to keep telling your story too. You want to keep using the media to pressure things to have happen. Here's
Kevin.
Here's an outlet.
Oh, can you imagine if Hard Knocks and the first Kevin Warren is like, everybody out of the room, and then Kevin Warren says like, here we if we do this, you wake up with me at 4:30.
Yes,
there is at least one episode that is an entire day in the life of Kevin Warren removing his Bible from the safe in the wall.
Dan, I'm telling you, it writes itself. We all know that there are portions of Hard Knocks that have been like that for forever.
Yeah, but that's...
They've gone to the facility at 3:30 in the morning with Uncle Herm.
Kevin Warren is washing his car, thinking about what he could do to make the Bears great.
They can literally just take the stories and storyboard it.
Yeah. And he's already done it for you.
Yes. So now you're going to be there with him. They're going to chronicle it. It's not a whole episode, but it's a big portion of an episode that you can do. And if you want it, depending on where things still stand, oh, well, this was Kevin Warren at the NASCAR race in Chicago with the mayor talking about the possibility of the Bears building something downtown. There's so many elements to this that they could do that would make it really interesting from a viewer standpoint that they should consider doing it. That's all like the off-the-field stuff. The on-the-field stuff, to me, is also intriguing. Because of the way that the Bears have changed, perception has changed. You have a new quarterback. There's a level of hope that hasn't been there. Excitement. There's a lot of excitement.
And leaning in. And the fact that your quarterback's like, we're not ducking the pressure. Tell that to the owner who's been ducking Hard Knocks.
Here's where I wonder if there's the opportunity for it to fall apart. What they didn't do at the end of last season. We know what they did do, but what they didn't do...
hire Jim Harbaugh?
Or whomever. They didn't move on from the coach. By the way...
Are you trying to like pick at this scab? Are you trying to... This is a gorgeous day.
No.
Are you taking the one thing that you know is hanging over my head with this Bears team and instigate and antagonize... Is that your goal?
No. Okay. I would like to have a discussion. That's what we do on this show.
Oh, discussion. Okay.
I'm on the train this morning, and Leisure brought it up to us last week, and then he wrote about it in the Sun-Times. The idea of everything's kind of in place now, except for maybe the coach.
And the fact that your most important coach is a guy you just got.
Yes, but most of the reviews on that have been fine. The thing that concerns folks is the coach going to... They've given you everything. It's similar to Caleb Williams on a different scale, where with Caleb Williams, like, look, man, as far as what rookies, as one of ones come into, we gave you the wide receiver that you wanted in the draft. We also went out and got another wide receiver who's going to help with your development because he's so good at playing the position. He understands defenses, and he can help you on the learning curve of you learning what it's like to play against NFL teams. Oh, by the way, there's another receiver that's on your team that was as close to Pro Bowl level as one can be without not being a Pro Bowler. Then,
side circuit.
Then we went and got you a run game. We've helped to increase competition on the offensive line. They've done all that stuff for Caleb. You can make the same argument for Eberflus. Hey, man, you wanted a different quarterback that maybe has a little bit of a different skill set and might be able to win more from the pocket? We got you that. We also got you a receiver. Oh, the corner that you wanted to stay here, we figured out a way to make it work. He's staying here now. Your defensive backfield is all set. We went out and got you Montez Sweat, too. Now, they haven't gotten him the three technique, but they're still working on that. But
maybe they're counting on a defensive-minded head coach developing one of the guys they drafted last year or both of them.
100%. My point is that after all of this stuff that's happened with the Bears over the last few months, we've been looking at it and talking about it. Is it fair to expect all of this from Caleb? I would ask, is it now fair to expect that if the Bears don't get off to a running start, that falls on Eberflus? That the pressure is now on in a way that similar to what it was in the first 4 weeks of last season because of all the losing and all the embarrassment, now it's elevated. It's elevated because, look, man, you can't complain. You can complain about the three technique thing, and I think that's a valid complaint if Matt Eberflus has it. Because we all know that you need that to make the defense work. But the defense has worked well enough, and then you went and got some help. Your linebackers are strong. Your back five is incredible. You've got and a guy who really makes for the offensive game plan to be developed in Montez Sweat. How are you getting better as a coach? These are now, I think, questions that you get to ask about Matt Eberflus coming into a season that seemingly feels more important to people than we've seen in a while. Does that make sense?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah, I think it does. I wish I was more confident that this coach had another gear, had another level, had something to rise to this. Or maybe he's just got to get out of the way and be a defensive coordinator, and we have to take this leap of faith with
Waldron.
With Shane Waldron, who matters way too much.
Well, the leap of faith also is with the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback, I don't want to say overcome because that feels negative. Maybe the quarterback and offensive coordinator are on enough of the same page with enough weapons that things will be better and it won't matter. But it is fair, as Leisure wrote in the Sun-Times today, like, it's fair to ask, is you've done all of the stuff. Poles is getting patted on the back for the moves that he made, but what about the move that he didn't make? Will the move that he didn't make sink all the moves that he made?
Separate texts are saying that this is giving Flus a one-year chance and then it's Ben Johnson coaching this roster. Why wait then? Like, if that was the case, then you throw all the money at him.
Yeah, because you kind of knew that you were drafting Caleb.
Right.
Like, you knew that.
That's part of what doesn't make sense.
This wasn't you sitting at 3 or 4 trying to figure out ways to...
Exactly.
You were sitting at 1, and everyone knew you were sitting at 1, and everyone knew who you were going to take. But yes, I imagine that if the job isn't done and becomes available, I imagine that this will be an attractive job for Ben Johnson. Although, hearing some of the demands that he asked for, according to reports, and maybe he asked for those demands because it was places that he didn't want to go. Is Poles going to be all in enough to do that if he has to move on from Flusi? This was on my mind this morning.
It's on my mind all the time. That's why I got mad, because I'm always thinking about this. It's like, yes, all this excitement and Bears and everything and Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and everything. But I don't know if their coach is any good.
They do have, like,
and I doubt it.
Is Caleb Williams, like, do we give him credit for, like, coming up with the...
Yes.
The concept of bear claw?
I believe we do. And Parkinson Spiegel did a segment on this yesterday, and they're giving him credit. So,
but
yeah.
I feel like there were... Maybe I'm thinking Cubs, because I know the Cubs have, like, a hand, like, claw thing. Is that something that one could get at a Bears game? Like a bear claw? And now, shouldn't
there... It's what Bearman wears.
Well, yes. Well,
and
he
does.
And that thing probably smells, but...
That thing hasn't been clean in 30 years.
Hey, man, that man's a Hall of Famer. I imagine it's clean.
That's Don Wachter.
I know who he is.
That is City Forester Don Wachter.
Are you telling me that thing doesn't stink?
Oh, no, it's disrespect. Horrendous, I'm no sure. Disrespect to the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
None at all. Man's a legend.
But that
thing definitely smells. Yeah.
And also, if you're any sort of bakery, how are you not
Bear
all...
Claw.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Bear claw.
How are you not on the phone with the Bears being like, we have a signature Chicago bear claw.
And make that your campfire milkshake?
Yeah.
For this year? Like a hot bear claw with a dipping sauce?
By the way, I saw a tweet. I know this is not unrelated to the Bears, but I saw a tweet, a picture of, I can't remember who to give credit to, but it was at the Sox game, and one guy had a custom jersey that said campfire, and the other guy had milkshake.
I saw it. Brilliant.
Shout out to those guys.
Brilliant. That's my favorite Sox moment of the year.
It was 20 and 24.
That is my favorite Sox moment of the season, was seeing Campfire 20 and Milkshake 24 walking around the concourse.
I have a friend who works for the Cubs who was at the Sox game this weekend, and I messaged this
hater.
I messaged this friend.
It's a hater list.
And I said, how soon before you guys have a $15 milkshake? And they retorted, it's the only reason that we came out here. Do Oppo and...
You know what, though? I will... You know how
South side, stand up!
Would you guys stop? You're haters. You're a hater. You're a hater.
The Cubs have always been chasing that. It's just... They've tried everything, and they've got some good things there, but the food, they've always... It's never... That's just not happening.
Isn't the campfire milkshake, though, isn't it limited? Like, don't they only have, like,
certain
200
sections,
or something like that?
And there's only certain... You can't get it in every seat. I want them to bring out the Seattle fried crickets, the grasshoppers.
Aren't they a team?
They should be.
The fried grasshoppers, right?
I guarantee that's a team somewhere.
No, I meant...
Fried grass
for our
we can make that for our league.
The Greensboro
grasshoppers.
The Greensboro Grasshoppers are an affiliated Carolina.
What if we made them for this year? The Seattle fried cicadas. Cicadas.
Yum.
Let's put them into the league.
We can do the Cicero cicadas.
This our league is
the Cicero cicadas.
Keep it local.
Let's do that.
Shout out to Cicero. I grew up in Cicero.
It's like Betty Loren Maltese's glasses
and her cigarette, just hanging.
And hair.
Yeah, bright lipstick and a cigarette.
Welcome to the game.
Good luck.
And she sings every seventh inning stretch.
Take me out to the bar. I mean, ball game. Buy me some smokes.
Buy me some ciggy butts.
Go to the Jewels.
You know what? I should stop giving these ideas away, because the Chicago Bear Claw at Soldier Field is an excellent idea, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Levy, right? Aren't the Levy
restaurants? I think so.
How do you not? Like, this is.
They can mass produce a decent bear claw.
Like, literally, the Caleb Williams bear claw with whatever dipping, like a strawberry or raspberry, like dipping sauce. What?
Just a great line here for the Betty Loren Maltese. This is brilliant. Instead of buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, buy me some peanuts.
That's very accurate. All right, enough horsing around. Bear.
Yeah. By the way, our Bernstein Holmes minor league team league
yeah.
is nearly full.
No,
we
it's
only,
not.
We only need two more teams to fill out the whole league. We're on our fourth
we
division
can expand.
Right now.
We can keep expanding.
That's fine. I'm just letting you know we have a full league after we get two more teams.
Give people names.
We can start fielding them.
Let's give the people some of the names.
Okay, so the original, the founding, the charter member of the league.
The Bridgeport Toddlers.
Yeah. The Bridgeport Toddlers. And then the Medawa Malfeasance, the Sci-Fi MacGuffins, the Brazilian Wandering Banana Spiders, the Naperville Karens, that fills out the first division.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Fastidious Golf Weasels.
The what?
The Fastidious Golf Weasels. I don't remember the context
fastidious
for that one.
Fastidious Golf Weasels? Okay.
The Icelandic Penis Waffles. The London Foxes. There's a few in here that we didn't even update for you guys
Icelandic
yet.
Penis waffle.
The Malevolent Elks. The Florida Python Hunters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Savannah Old Whites. The chocolate.
That's why I have my shoes.
The chocolate quinoa monstrosities.
Yes.
And then the Alberta Aurora Chasers. That was a recent one. We got a bunch in the last couple months. The Detroit Positive Individual Experiences. The Georgia Python Hitmen. And so now in our last division.
That's
we need
the one
division
Elliot,
names, by the way.
Didn't Elliot give us, like, didn't he draw the Georgia Python Hitman?
Elliot Serrano?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
I think he gave us a mock-up of what their uniform could look like.
All right, and then we need division names. That's our next objective.
Okay.
Once we fill this league out. Maine Lobstermen, the South Carolina Annoyed Pond Sharks. And finally, the Cicero Cicadas.
And I guess I have to be the chairman of the Cicero Cicadas because I grew up there.
Yeah,
so you're, I'm the chairman.
That's by far the most corrupt organization have in the league.
Doing all sorts of things behind the scenes. Don't ask questions!
Ray's trying to move them to the 78.
That's right. I don't care. And I'm blaming all the fans, everybody in Cicero. You didn't come out and support! That's why I don't spend money!
Yeah. Ray also grew up with Saddam Hussein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.